It's time to kick it off, yeah. It's time to do it right. Amber May Show is here with topics you like. Out of the desert where the sun gets hot. So drop on into that Amber May spot.
Thank you so much for joining me today on the Amber May Show. I'm really excited that you are here with me. And just a couple of announcements. Please, please, please visit my website, theambermayshow.com. That's theambermayshow.com. I have a survey I would love for you to fill out. If you could do that, I would really appreciate it. And also, if you believe in what I'm doing and want to partner with me, go on to my donations page, because there's a way right there. You can get a tax-deductible donation, and you support the show, and you help me increase, and you reach other people. And that's what it's all about, is reaching into the lives of others when you help me and when you support this show. So I would really appreciate it. If you want to contact me, you can always write me at P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. That's P.O. Box 5162, Peoria, Arizona 85385. You know how we can change the world? Well, I've said it in previous shows if you've ever followed me for any length of time. We change the world by changing the world of one. I came across a man about my age. He's a young pastor. And he has this fire and this burning inside of him, kind of like Jeremiah when Jeremiah said he had to get the message out because there was fire shut up in his bones and he couldn't help but he had to preach this message that God gave him to preach to the people, whether people wanted to hear it or not. And this young man, he says in the Bible, Acts has 28 chapters, but he says that's not the end of Acts, that we need to keep up and keep going with the mission of the apostles and what they did. And if you've ever read the book of Acts, it's a wonderful encouragement to the church. And it's an encouragement to me because signs, wonders, gifts happened during Acts because they weren't afraid of laying hands on people. Of course, it was, you know, with God's instruction, he would prompt someone and say, okay, heal this person, make them well. And all they had to do was open their mouth, and thousands upon thousands came to know Christ, the Savior, the Messiah, in just one day. Just recently, we celebrated the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And there are some people who are still waiting for the Messiah. They don't believe he arrived. But if they really studied the scriptures and they understood what the prophets were talking about, like in Isaiah 53, if they really understood and read the book of Psalms, because Psalms talks about King David spoke, he had a prophetic word, and he spoke about the forthcoming Messiah, and he talked about exactly how it would look like. So if these people really examine the scriptures, the word, then they would know the Messiah came and they no longer have to wait for him, because he's waiting. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone invites me, I will come in and dine with him and he with me. Basically saying, I would love to start a relationship with you, but all you have to do is ask. So back to my friend. So he is starting a new ministry called Acts 29. Basically taking up where the Bible left off at chapter 28 was the last chapter in the book of Acts. I would encourage you, if you haven't read that book, read it. And what's wonderful about that book is no matter what people do or what Satan tries to do or what the world powers try to do to stop the message of and hope of Jesus Christ, more people come to know Christ during the time when people are persecuted. So there was a time when Paul and Silas and Peter, they were all persecuted. Some were thrown in jail. And every single one of the disciples was persecuted in some way, shape, and form. The longest disciple that lived was John, and he wrote the book of Revelation. But that was not without persecution. He faced quite a bit in his time, but they allowed him to live on an island called Patmos, and he was in his 80s when he died. And that's when God gave him this revelation about the end of the world. You know, someday this world is going to end. We don't know when. Even Jesus himself said, no one knows the time or the season of when this world will end. I bet if I lived in World War II time, I would have expected God to come back at that moment, because it just would have seemed fitting. The world was in chaos and there was fighting all over the world. So it would have seemed fitting for him to come at that point. But the thing is, God is patient and he doesn't want anyone to perish. And he wants to give everyone a chance to come to him, because we're separated by this thing called sin. And sin separates us from God. It's like a big chasm in between. And God really wants to have that relationship. So what he did was, he said, well, the price of sin is death. Ever since Adam ate the forbidden fruit, sin entered into this world. And God warned him beforehand, if you eat from this fruit, I forbid you not to, you will surely die. Well, he didn't die instantly, but death entered in. And suddenly it started corrupting our cells, and we have a shorter lifespan now. So that sin caused death and caused a separation between us and God. Well, God made a way for us to have a relationship with him. That's why the Jews celebrated Passover, and why Christians still today recognize Passover, because Jesus, the Messiah, was the Passover lamb for us. Jesus, the Messiah, died during the Passover festivities when he was on this earth. It was just fitting because he is the Lamb of God. He was the final sacrifice that wiped away all the sins on the earth. But the only thing you have to do is accept that. So that's why we celebrate the birth of our Savior, because he's going to do something tremendous that no one else on earth could ever do. Take the sin of the world, the present, the future sin that anyone would commit, and he was going to take the punishment. Well, if we accept that and realize that we're sinners and that we need Jesus to save us, then that suddenly a bridge appears between us and God. And now we can have fellowship with him, and now we can commune with him. So what I love is, if we could be bold, and right now we have to be bold. We have to be bold like the members of the people in Acts, the apostles, when Christ himself came back after he raised from the dead and said, I'm sending you out to the whole world to preach the gospel. Tell them about the good news. Tell them I bring hope. Tell them I bring the comforter that no one has ever known. Tell them I bring the peace, the shalom that no one's ever seen or know about. Tell them I am the way, that I am the truth, and I am the life. And you can come to heaven and have a relationship if you just believe that I died for you. And so that's our mission now. And so my friend is on fire trying to do crusades, opening his mouth, telling people about the love of Jesus Christ, because all they did in Acts was just preach about Jesus' death and resurrection, and that there is a way to have peace on earth. There's a way to have everlasting life, and there's a way that we can all have this supernatural experience that we wouldn't know without Jesus Christ. And the best part is, we can have a relationship with God. That's the best part. And I want to encourage everybody to start opening their mouth and tell people, hey, you know, God has a better way for you. This lifestyle that you're living is full of bondage. I came across a friend who, you know, like most people, have sex outside of marriage, but it cost her a relationship, even though this first relationship was way in the past. It cost her her relationship with her fiance. So I'm telling you, when we do sin, it comes up to us, and we have to suffer the consequences. If she would wait till she found a husband, or if he would wait till he found a wife, then there wouldn't have been any consequences. But we get stuck in this lifestyle sometimes that weighs us down, and we don't know how to get out of it. But Jesus said he came to set the captives free. He came to set the captives free, and those who are free in Christ are free indeed. So I want to tell you that there's this bondage that you might be in. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe you drink too much. Maybe you're just lonely and want a relationship. You know, people don't realize that there is a giant size hole in their heart, and they try and fill it with boyfriends, with girlfriends, with alcohol, with partying, with working out, with everything else but God. But nothing satisfies that quench. Only God can satisfy that quench. And he did that on purpose so that you would want to seek him. He says, those who seek will find. Knock and the door will be open unto you. So he puts this size hole in your heart so that you'll have a desire to fill that hole with the only thing that can be filled. And that's the love of God. And the love of God is different than anything you've ever experienced. You know, when Jesus was on that cross and he was dying for everybody there, he was dying for the ones who tortured him, the ones who spit upon him, the ones who nailed him to the cross, the ones who were yelling slanderous things at him, the ones who were making fun of him. He died for every single person. And he said at the end, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. If that was me, I would not be saying such a prayer like that. But that's different between me and God. God loved you so much. You know what? I've told you this before. God knew you before he ever planned creation. And he gets so much joy when he puts you together in your mother's womb. Each one of us, when he created us on earth, he spent time there putting you literally together, piece by piece by piece. He had so much fun. He picked out how you would look and the talents you would have and your purpose in life. And he spent all this time with you, but it was your choice whether you wanted to have a relationship with him or not. And he thinks about you every day, no matter if you're doing right or wrong. His thoughts towards you are countless as the sands on the seashore, and he knows when you wake up and when you lie down. This is someone who cares so much about you. And maybe it doesn't feel like it, but there's a thing called the enemy, and he spreads lies. And there was times he lied to me, telling me my God didn't love me, when he actually did. And I let him tell me lies, and I believed him for a time being. But the thing is, I know the truth. And the truth is in the Word of God. And I would encourage you to spend some time in the truth, because unless you know the truth, you wouldn't know how to come out from under the lies. And it's true. The truth will set you free. You will be free. You'll be free from wrongful lifestyles. You'll be free from the burden of sin. You're going to be free from a life in hell. You're going to be free from all these horrible things. And you're going to have a life with God as your friend, your provider, your shelter, your hope, your comforter. Anytime you need something, he'll provide for you. I've never had a day or a time where God has abandoned me so much where I didn't have something to eat, didn't have something to wear, couldn't pay my bills. God always provided some way for me. When I thought there was no way, he always provided. He's our biggest cheerleader. And all he's asking you today is spend time with him and have a relationship with him. Would you do that? Would you consider that? The Bible says all you have to do is confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord and was raised from the dead, and you will be saved. That's all you have to do. Just believe that. You can ask God to come into your heart right this second if you wish. But if you do that, then you're going to have this greatest friend you can ever have, this greatest love that you'll feel. You're never going to feel love quite like the love of God, ever. And when you really need him, he's going to be there. And he's going to help you get through those hard times. You know, the men and women didn't die in the Bible for nothing. They saw him firsthand. And when they experienced him in their life, they knew this was the real deal. Now I'm asking you, do you trust him? Do you want to be free from the life you're living? Do you want a new life? The Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your life can change today. Just give him a chance. Remember, instead of thinking about number one, just yourself, think about number two, somebody else, because eventually